ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 8th of January, 1976, in Nellore, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam. This is idea, manorath, my mental speculation. Asatu dhāve, they will come to material. As soon as they will hover over mental consciousness, they will remain in the material, because mind is subtle form of matter.
Also, in their evidences, by which they base their dialectic discussions, have they regarded the Vedic scriptures? They have avoided
that. No, that's
very
no question now.
Conveniently.
Directly discussion. Suppose I am discussing, you are discussing something. But if I am imperfect, you are imperfect, what is the value of the discussion? That is the point. The party discussing something, whether he is perfect. If he's not perfect, then go on discussing. We first of all say that any condition so is defective, and that is admitted. They say we are not perfect. I think, they say, in my opinion, they say. Never they say the so-called scientists are definite. And they cannot say it.
That is like Dr. Frog's philosophy.
Yes.
Simply
so. That kind of discussion, what is the value?
It's always a hypothesis.
In some children discuss some serious subject, what is the value? They are all children in the cradle of nature, that's all. Prakitakriya, that is the word. Prakitakriya, that's like children. Hey, sit down here. He has to sit down. Then where is his? And freedom to discuss. Prakriti says, you sit down here. Don't go up there. Here, touch it. Then, what is the value of discussion?
Mainly, these Karl Marx, they were angry at the Christian church for exploiting the poor masses.
And that is our
current. So he is attacked. He's taken vengeance on this.
That they are doing is still they are doing, just like you said,
yes.
Sprinkling water. They have no philosophy. And they violate everything what is stated there in the Bible. Now you say that there is thou shalt not kill, they say thou shalt not murder. They're molding. Now this homosex, they're sanctioning, man to man marriage. They're sanctioning abortion.
Yes, two homosexuals were married by a priest.
Yes.
Now they have a church where the priests are homosexuals and the attending people are homosexual. Now they have churches for homosex. That means the priest is a homosexual and the persons who come are homosexuals. Special church for homosexuals.
Yes. Is there religion?
The simple fact that the Christians have to sprinkle water to convert means that they do not have any potency to buy philosophy, to preach to them with strong philosophy.
That allowed us to wither away these different countries, and the religion is there keeping all the food. They're not distributing it.
If we say that Russia has no grains, they will say that they are big wheat producers in the southern part. They made contract by saying we also produce wheat.
They had to purchase wheat from America.
Russia is importing its food grains now.
So why they cannot produce such a big country?
And Eastern Europe, which is also communist, gets all this.
No, what is their explanation? Russia is the biggest country.
land.
The biggest land.
The reason was that there was no rain.
That's
good rain.
Then you have to depend on. When we say Pajjanna Adanna Sambhava, Jagan Bhavati Purjanna. That means rascal, you take one side, that ortho kukutina, cut the chicken half and separate the mouth, it is expensive, and keep the rear side, you get eggs. So, this is ortho kukutina. This rascal does not know that if you separate the mouth, there will be no egg.
They say that's depending upon nature.
The word nature should be condemned. That no scientific minded person can say the word nature.
No, they do not know what is nature. Nature is an instrument. And there must be an operator.
Yes.
So that they do not know the operator. Just like a child is thinking, the motor car is going automatically. He does not know there is a driver. The child sees that the aeroplane is flying, they think it is automatically going. If there is a pilot, he does not know. Similarly, these rascals, they are studying nature, but nature is an instrument only. It is being operated by Krishna. Maya dhakshena prajiti shvayate sacharasa. They have practical experience that without operator, a machine cannot work. So the huge machine, how it is working, unless there is an operator? That is the name.
That's what they were trying to find.
Mūḍhā nādhi jānāti māvedhva paramam. Find out these words. Mūḍhā nādhi jānāti māvedhva paramam. Mūḍhā, they are all mūḍhās. No, we are not going to be misled by the mūḍhās. That is not possible. We take the instruction of the topmost intelligent person, Krishna. I think our Swarūpa Dāmodara has said that. What is that book? He has given Krishna the topmost scientist. Yes. Perceiving the supreme scientist, Sri Krishna, he has given this article.
How do we know that Veda Vyasa is not defective like other living beings? How do we know that Veda Vyasa is not defective?
He is not defective because he is speaking what he has heard from Narada. That was not defective. Because we are not perfect. We are also ordinary human beings. But people are taking that Bhaktivedanta Swami has done wonder. What is that wonder? I am speaking Bhagavad Gita as it is. That's all.
Like the Mormon religion in America.
Oh no, don't bring any other.
Well, hey, that's...
That is...
He claimed that an angel...
If you accept, we are taking from God. Krishna instructed Brahma, Brahma instructed Narada, Narada instructed Vyasadeva. And therefore you're taking...
So it is a novel. Like Shakespeare wrote Hamlet.
It's maybe
so
novel for you, because we take you as a mula. We don't give any credit. We say, find out this, mula na vijanati, mame bhupa.
I am mula yam na vijanati, loka mama jamaviyam. Naham prakasha sarvashya yoga mahaya samarbhita. Mūḍhau yam na vijanāti lokamama jamāvīyam. I never manifest to the fool, foolish and unintelligent.
Yeah, the fool. He does not know Krishna. Therefore he is fool.
For them I am covered by my eternal creative potency, yogamaya. And so the deluded world knows me not, who am unborn and infallible.
So who is fool is defined avijananti mama mūḍhā manushyam tanam
aśrutam.
So who is a fool, that is defined in the other verse, avijananti mama mūḍhā.
Manushyam tanam. One who considers Krishna as ordinary human being, he is mūḍhā. So, read the part.
It may be argued that since Krishna was present on this earth and was visible by everyone, then why isn't he manifest to everyone now? But actually he was not manifest to everyone. When Krishna was present there were only a few people who could understand him to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the assembly of Kurus, when Shishupala spoke against Krishna being elected president of the assembly, Bhishma supported him and proclaimed him to be the Supreme God. Similarly, the Pandavas and a few of...
Shishupala could not sit, although Krishna is present there, but Bhishma could sit. So he requires special eyes.
Tejam Santa
Yuga. Yes, Premanyana Churika Bhakti Vilo Janayana Santas. So unless you are qualified, how you can see Krishna? This is the point. Krishna is there. And the rascal Shishupala could not see. But Bhishma could see. So they say, can you show me God? Even God comes before you. Unless you have got the qualified eyes, you cannot see. There are qualifications required. Premanyana Churika. And your eyes will be anointed with what is called?
Staff of love. Sabbath love.
Sabbath?
Salve.
What is that?
That's what you
spelling.
S-A-L-B-E.
Oh, Sabbath love, yes. So that is it. You are that one. Takparatina Nirmana. Or you have to make your senses purify. Then bhakti will begin. Otherwise it is karma. If your senses are not purified, then it is karma. That is the difference between karma and premanjana chitana. What is that? Sarvapadhi vinin mukta. If you think yourself that I am American, I am Indian, I am Brahman, I am this, I am that, then you are not upadhi mukta. That we cannot see. You can see Krishna when you are no more within these upadis. Pure soul. Brahma, that is real Brahma. To understand the position of the soul and engage the soul in the service of the Lord, then it is practice.
Similarly, the Pandavas and a few others knew that he was the Supreme, but not everyone. He was not revealed to the non-devotees and the common men. Therefore, in the Gita, Krishna says that but for his pure devotees, all men consider him to be like themselves. He was manifest only to his devotees as the reservoir of all pleasure. But to others, to unintelligent non-devotees, he was covered by his eternal potency. In the prayers of Kunti in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, 18th Verse, it is said that the Lord is covered by the curtain of Jogamaya, and thus ordinary people cannot understand him. Kunti prays, O my Lord, you are the maintainer of the entire universe, and devotional service to you is the highest religious principle. Therefore I pray that you will also maintain me. Your transcendental form is covered by the Yoga Maya. The Brahma Jyoti is the covering of the internal potency. May you kindly remove this glowing effulgence that impedes my seeing your Satchidananda Vigraha, your eternal form of bliss and knowledge. This Yogamaya curtain is also mentioned in the 15th chapter of the Gita. The Supreme Personality of Godhead in his transcendental form of bliss and knowledge is covered by the eternal potency of Brahma Jyoti, and the less intelligent impersonalists cannot see the Supreme on this account. Also in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, 14th Chapter, 7th Verse, there is this prayer by Brahma, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Super Soul, O Master of all mystery, who can calculate your potency and pastimes in this world? You are always expanding your eternal potency, and therefore no one can understand you. Learned scientists and learned scholars can examine the atomic constitution of the material world or even the planets, but still they are unable to calculate your energy and potency, although you are present before them. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, is not only unborn, but he is avyaya, inexhaustible. His eternal form is bliss and knowledge, and his energies are all inexhaustible.